Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Coffee Break French Travel Diaries, Season 1, Episode 10. Bonjour à tous et à toutes et bienvenue au dernier épisode. Épisode.
Bravo Marc, tu t'en souviens, c'est bien.
De Coffee Break French, des Travel Diaries de Coffee Break French. This is of course our Travel Diaries series where we've been following the adventures of Lara and Noah as they travel through the south of France. Now, they have really covered some distance because if they've gone from Paris, then to Bordeaux, and then towards Marseille and Avignon and Aix, and then on up to the Alps, they've covered a huge amount of ground.
They have indeed, they have indeed. Okay.
In this final episode, they're leaving the Alpine village of Aime-la-Plagne, and they'll be heading back to Paris quite soon.
Oh.
As usual, we'll listen to the text. Nous allons écouter ce texte. Et ensuite, nous allons parler de la grammaire, du vocabulaire, des expressions dans le texte. Et Pierre Pellman va nous aider avec tout cela.
Super.
Allez, c'est parti.
Le sauna et l'air de la montagne m'ont fait dormir comme une marmotte. La journée a bien commencé, avec un chocolat chaud de Monsieur Francis sur le balcon du chalet. En parlant de marmotte, on en a vu une qui courait dans la montagne en randonnée ce matin. Heureusement qu'on avait une paire de jumelles pour mieux la voir. Dernier moment de vacances. Nous avons profité d'un bon spa au milieu des montagnes pour que le retour ne semble pas trop difficile. Nous voilà dans le train pour Paris. Même si nous avons fait beaucoup de choses en peu de temps, je me sens reposée. C'était bon de voir d'autres endroits, de goûter de nouveaux plats et de passer plus de temps avec Noah. Je sens que je vais faire une petite sieste jusqu'à Paris, car il fait déjà sombre dehors. J'ai hâte de faire un album photo avec tous mes bons souvenirs.
Je la sens un petit peu nostalgique déjà.
Tu as bien raison. Yeah, I think the fact that the trip is coming to an end is certainly giving Lara some things to think about, and I think by assembling her photo album and so on, she'll be able to relive all these memories. Okay, let's go through the text again and we'll talk about some of these interesting expressions because there's a good one in the very first sentence, isn't there?
Oui. Le sauna et l'air de la montagne m'ont fait dormir comme une marmotte.
Right, so dormir comme une marmotte. Une marmotte is a marmot. I believe they're also called woodchucks or groundhogs in other parts of the world. Une marmotte, I think, I'm not entirely sure about this, but I think it belongs to the squirrel family. The fact is that they sleep well. So dormir comme une marmotte means to sleep really, really well.
Yeah, do you say in English to sleep like a log?
You do indeed say to sleep like a log. Dormir comme un bébé, on pourrait dire aussi.
Oui, ou dormir comme un loir. L-O-I-R is another wee animal that sleeps a lot.
And en anglais, un loir, tu peux nous aider?
Malheureusement, non.
Well, I believe that un loir in English is a dormouse.
Oh, that's it. And they do sleep a lot as well, so.
They've even got dorme in their name.
Oui.
Dormir comme un loir. Très bien. OK, so le sauna et l'air de la montagne, the sauna and the mountain air, m'ont fait dormir. So they made me sleep comme une marmotte, like a marmotte.
La journée a bien commencé avec un chocolat chaud de Monsieur Francis sur le balcon du chalet.
So the day started well. La journée a bien commencé avec un chocolat chaud, with a hot chocolate, de Monsieur Francis, of Monsieur Francis, the owner of the guest house, sur le balcon du chalet, on the balcony of the chalet. It sounds quite lovely.
Yes. En parlant de marmottes, on en a vu une qui courait dans la montagne en randonnée ce matin.
So, en parlant de, speaking of marmots, on en a vu une. Oui. Of them have seen one. It's quite tricky that. On en a vu une. We saw one of them. Qui courait dans la montagne. Which was running around the mountain. En randonnée ce matin. When they went for a walk. A hill walk or a hike this morning.
Heureusement qu'on avait une paire de jumelles pour mieux la voir.
Okay. Une paire de jumelles. Now, jumelles. Jumeaux, jumelles, literally, are twins. And if you imagine something that helps you see things that have two identical things, not very clear here, but...
Lenses, you mean?
Exactly. So two identical lenses, which almost look like twins, we would be talking about binoculars. Une paire de jumelles. Do we have to say une paire de jumelles, or could we just talk about une jumelle?
You wouldn't say une jumelle, mais you make it plural. J'ai acheté des jumelles.
OK.
That would be OK. Yeah, yeah. You wouldn't say une jumelle. OK. I quite like the expression as well, heureusement que. It's a lovely expression as well.
So, heureusement que, luckily, we had, heureusement qu'on avait une paire de jumelles. Luckily, we had a pair of binoculars pour mieux la voir. In order to better it see, okay, pour mieux la voir. And watch, that's la voir, as opposed to l'apostrophe, avoir, pour mieux la voir.
And the use as well, the use of pour again here, okay? Whereas if we're coming from English, you would just say, we would not think about using pour before the infinitive, but we need it there.
Because it's in order to do something. So luckily we had a pair of binoculars in order to see it better.
Dernier moment de vacances.
Last moments of our holidays. We all know what that feels like.
Nous avons profité d'un bon spa au milieu des montagnes pour que le retour ne semble pas trop difficile.
Right, so we took advantage of, or we enjoyed a good spa au milieu des montagnes, right in the middle of the mountains. Pour que, interesting, in order that, le retour, the return journey, ne semble pas trop difficile. Doesn't seem, or didn't seem in this case, too difficult. Now, we've been looking at pour plus infinitive. We've seen many examples of pour plus infinitive. For example, in our last sentence, pour mieux la voir, in order to see it better. But here we've got an in order that, and that means we've got pour que. Now, pour que is one of these slightly tricky phrases. It's an expression that triggers the subjunctive, the special form of the verb. And for example, if I were saying, in order that you understand me.
Pour que tu me comprennes.
Okay, lovely. And that comprenne there is our subjunctive form. Now, you might be thinking, oh, what's all this about the subjunctive? I'm not familiar with the subjunctive. Or I know that some people are a little afraid of the subjunctive when they start learning French, but please don't be, because the subjunctive is actually fairly straightforward and 99% of the time is pretty much black and white. We have a yes or a no for the subjunctive. There are some very specific situations where it's a little bit difficult to know whether you need a subjunctive or a normal verb. We call the normal verb the indicative. But most of the time, the trigger or the situation makes it fairly straightforward to know whether or not you need a subjunctive. And we've seen a couple of these over the course of this season.
Yeah, and I think it's a very important that you take a note of those expressions that trigger the subjunctive. And here we have pour que, and pour que does trigger a subjunctive.
I would say one of the best ways to become more used to hearing and being comfortable with the subjunctive is by getting exposure to it. And in doing so, you can almost learn phrases as sort of set phrases or pieces of vocabulary. You may think, oh, the subjunctive is very complex, friends, so you're not going to hear children using it, but you'll hear children using it all the time.
Bien sûr. Yeah. And I think the more you hear it, the more comfortable and familiar with it you will become, and then you will use it yourself.
For example, you might hear a phrase like, il faut que j'y aille. I need to go, or I need to head, I need to leave. Il faut que j'y aille. Aille is the form, the subjunctive form of aller. You may hear bien que je sois, although I am. Sois is the subjunctive form of être. And here, we actually have a subjunctive, it's semble, but because it's conjugated exactly the way the same way as the indicative, we don't actually notice that it's a subjunctive, but it is because it comes after pour que.
It is, and you will hear it in phrases like when you say, il est important que, okay, il est impératif, il est crucial que, these will trigger as well subjunctive verb, so yeah.
The one thing that is important to say, and we always say this when we start talking about the subjunctive, is that it's important not to develop subjunctivitis and use it everywhere once you start learning about it. Okay, we're going to leave this there. Pour que le retour ne semble pas trop difficile. So we enjoyed this spa in the middle of the mountains so that, in order that, the return journey didn't seem too difficult. We'll be back in just a moment. We wanted to let you know that there's a premium version of the Travel Diaries course, and this includes a set of lesson notes where you'll be able to read the text from each of the diaries and work through the vocabulary and any explanations that we've provided. There's also a video version of the text where we've left space for you to repeat the words and phrases used, giving you an opportunity to practice your speaking and your pronunciation. For more information about this, head to coffeebreakacademy.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your processes to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart. Schedule package pickups and see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers. With rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up with code PROGRAM for a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's stamps.com. Code program.
Okay, as we join Lara and Noah once more, they are finally on their return train trip to Paris.
Nous voilà dans le train pour Paris.
Here we are in the train for Paris.
Même si nous avons fait beaucoup de choses en peu de temps, je me sens reposé.
And that's the point of a holiday, a vacation, isn't it? Même si nous avons fait beaucoup de choses, even if we've done lots of things, en peu de temps, in little time, je me sens reposé. I feel relaxed, I feel rested.
C'était bon de voir d'autres endroits, de goûter de nouveaux plats et de passer plus de temps avec Noah.
Okay, lovely examples here of seeing the de as a partitive article. C'était bon de voir. It was good to see d'autres endroits. Other places. Now, if you're translating directly from English, you may be thinking, it was good to see other places. In French, you kind of have to add in this sort of some other places, d'autres endroits. We've got the apostrophe there, d'autres endroits. De goûter de nouveaux plats. And again, we've got the same article here, de nouveaux plats. Some new new dishes. So to taste some new dishes. De goûter de nouveaux plats. Et de passer plus de temps avec Noah, and to spend more time with Noah. And note that S there on plus. We have to pronounce it because it's more time. It's not no more time, but more time.
Très bien. C'est très bien expliqué, Marc.
Okay, Pierre-Benoît, do you have some more examples of this plus and plus?
Oh, let's talk about money. J'ai plus d'argent en ce moment.
Ah, bravo pour toi. So, j'ai plus d'argent. I have more money. And note that S there.
J'ai plus d'argent en ce moment.
Right. Now, this is interesting. There's no S. And you're actually missing out a word deliberately because it's spoken French. So, if you were to say je n'ai plus d'argent, we're seeing a ne plus. And we know that ne plus means no more. So, je n'ai plus d'argent, or, in spoken French, j'ai plus d'argent means I've got no more money.
Well done.
And remember, when we write this, we still see that S, okay? The S is there no matter what. What we missed out was the ne, because as we know in spoken French, you can drop that ne. Je sais pas, or je sais pas, for example, I don't know. We don't need to say je ne sais pas. So, let's just go through this again. I have more money at the moment.
J'ai plus d'argent en ce moment.
I have no more money at the moment.
Je n'ai plus d'argent en ce moment.
So, je n'ai plus d'argent en ce moment. Or, the spoken version.
J'ai plus d'argent en ce moment.
So, there you've got two sentences. J'ai plus d'argent en ce moment and j'ai plus d'argent en ce moment, which pretty much mean exactly the opposite from each other. So, it's very, very important to notice the difference.
Okay, and even more spoken, you might hear, j'ai plus d'argent en ce moment. Plus for plus. So, even the L disappears.
J'ai plus d'argent.
Oh, j'ai plus d'argent.
Let's continue on, because there's more to read here. Carry on.
Je sens que je vais faire une petite sieste jusqu'à Paris, car il fait déjà sombre dehors.
Je sens que, I feel that. So I feel that I'm going to take a little siesta. Je sens que je vais faire une petite sieste jusqu'à Paris, until Paris. Why? Car il fait déjà sombre dehors, because it's already dark outside. It's interesting there, because it's faire sombre. Il fait nuit. It's already dark. It's already nighttime. You can say il fait jour as well, can you?
Il fait jour, il fait nuit, il fait soleil. Il fait sombre comme ici. Il fait chaud, il fait froid. A lot of many weather expressions start with il fait. Of course, we have a few exceptions. Il pleut, il neige, il vente, il. But it's a. It, we can't say c'est froid for the weather. Okay, that would relate to something very specific, whether it's a coffee or a cup of coffee or a plate of soup. Okay, oh, c'est froid. But for the weather, il fait froid, il fait chaud, il fait sombre, like we have here in this text.
Très bien. Okay, and our final sentence?
J'ai hâte de faire un album photo avec tous mes bons souvenirs.
Avoir hâte de faire quelque chose. So she's saying, j'ai hâte de faire, and in this case, I have haste to do, or I'm looking forward to making.
I'm excited about making, or I can't wait.
I can't wait, yep. So I can't wait to make an album photo avec tous mes bons souvenirs, with all my good memories. Et voilà. Notre texte et notre voyage avec Lara et Noah, c'est achevé.
Oui, c'était notre dernier
épisode.
Bravo, j'observe que maintenant tu le dis parfaitement, Marc.
We hope that you've learned lots in this journey with Lara and Noah. Not just about the French, but actually about the places. And perhaps you've been inspired to discover some of these places when you can travel once more. We hope that you've enjoyed the whole series. And of course, if you'd like more of this type of series, then we will have more travel diaries coming in the future and you can look forward to them. In the meantime, don't forget you can check out the full version of this, which has a video version where you can repeat the phrases. We've left spaces so that you're able to repeat the words as you see them on the screen. And also a set of lesson notes, which provide further information on the materials covered and vocabulary to help you test yourself on what you've learned. All of that is at coffeebreakacademy.com. Pour le moment, c'est tout. Nous vous remercions comme d'habitude et nous serons de retour bientôt avec encore des épisodes de Coffee Break French.
Eh oui, nous avons hâte de vous revoir très très bientôt pour de nouveaux épisodes.
Tout à fait. Merci beaucoup et à très bientôt.
Au revoir.
You have been listening to a production of the Coffee Break Academy for the Radiolingua Network. Copyright 2020, Radiolingua Limited. Recording copyright 2020, Radiolingua Limited. All rights reserved.
When everyone's on the same page, getting things done at work is easy. No matter what you do or what industry you're in, how you communicate is key. Everything you type is equally important to collaboration, and Grammarly can help. Think of it as your AI writing partner, empowering you to communicate effectively and efficiently so you can make a bigger impact in the workplace. 96% of Grammarly users say it helps them craft more impactful writing. And as the gold standard of responsible AI, Grammarly is your secure AI writing partner that allows your team to make their point and move faster. By understanding your writing in context, Grammarly provides relevant, personalized suggestions. And with tone suggestions, you can navigate even the most difficult work conversations. You can also save time from spending hours editing drafts to just seconds with one click. Sign up and download Grammarly for free at grammarly.com/podcast. That's grammarly.com/podcast. Easier said, done.